Okay, good morning.
Okay. Morning, we're continuing Shinches Sifir Zayin with the Mokos Machos Gufo. Levenim Shinisharu Mi Avinim Mutu L'Tantalam. If you have leftover bricks from building or other building materials, it's Mutu to move them around. Yadol Kami Levenim L'Mizgav Yisuf L'Shem Asalein or no, it's not stand building material. I mean, bricks Tafka. Because then you can use the bricks or cinder blocks, let's say, to sit on. You can see from there, but if you stack them, go to your night dish, it heats on the vineyard. You see, you still want to use them, you're not just, throw them out and or use them something else. But also, the taltalam, it's also to the taltalam. Coats. Koyt samulach v'rishus harabim. The only question I would have is here next to coming up to Lag Bomer, so they have all these rasados here, the rasados, building platform, the wood platforms that they use to deliver stuff on, and all these types of things. It's left over from a building site, or wooden pieces.
Pallets,
that's what they call it. Or building, or wood pieces left over from a vineyard. Would that be considered Muksa on Shabbos because kids will want to take it for a bonfire? It's a chain, it's not sitting on it, it's being taken for a Muksa use, or the horror wouldn't be. But that would be theoretically something also, that idea of using some leftover from a vineyard that they say it's a long time with Kablanim, but just let all the wood be because they know the kids are going to take it away.
The layer, actually, wood pallets cost a lot of money and the Kablanim do not want the kids to take it.
Yeah, okay. So the wood pallets, yeah.
The pallets are 150 shekel a pallet.
Right, the wood pallets not, but they have a lot of extra wood that could be, they don't care about that, or whatever. But that, the point of it, since that's where Dvar Isser, it still will be Mutsa, but Birayon, the same idea. Because Kotsa Munach Rishus Arabim, if you have a thorn, some sort of nail, or something sticking out in Rishus Arabim, something sharp, put to the Taltal, Papa Sapa Sadalamas, you're allowed to pick it up and move it. Papa the Dal Amos of a Carmelis Mutal Tata La Hedja Mishin the Hashina Shami Zukub Rabbit is something which from Mazik the Rabbim you are allowed to go ahead and even carry it to Papa the Dal Amos in Shus Rabbim, whatever, even if it's something dangerous, Hasa Shalom, anything like that. I mean, obviously, I'll pick up Lefesh, but anything that the building Yahuza can get hurt from, you're allowed to move it and pick it up and even carry it, Papa's Papa's. And then the carmelis, you can pick it up and move it completely. The rabbi goes about a shvus that in the place of hezek the rabbi, there's no shvus, there's no moks, any other shvusim, whatever, there's no problem. You can allow to misalik these things.
Be a dying, right?
That the glass bottle smashes in the road, and
there's lots of kids. Oh, we saw that it was in this earlier sieve, that you're allowed to, pick up as well. Even in the house, if you have kids, it's whatever, you're allowed to pick it up. Sulam shel aliyah shel gadol ba'osi latiyah bol gago. If you have a ladder, and a large, a tall ladder that you use to go on your roof, also lataltalo, well, shel shayva, but that which, of a coop or whatever, a pigeon coop, mutal in toisam and makam and makam, then you're allowed to move it from one to the other. You can move it from like side to side, you can't move it from one shovach to the other shovach. They should ask if there are shivs on the chova, you have a lotsu. Because if you start doing things, which are regular during the chol, you might have come to go ahead and to, and to go ahead and to say that. But forget it, Shabbos. Here's the ladder is Muksa because it's Muksa Makos Xera that you might come to go ahead and put it there and forget that Shabbos and do your regular daily thing. Oh, you see a bird there, try to catch it. So that's therefore moving the ladder is also. Harias, and often Shodekel, Shekhtat on the Sreifa, you cut off branches to burn, like I said, for Lag Bomer. Even though you can use them for something else, if you put them aside to burn, then they're also to the taltal. You want to sit on the logs or something like that. And you're allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. And kol shekin in kashrim leishir v'leah, especially if you go ahead, even if you're gonna burn them, but let's say they had, let's say a kid, they make what's called, but a lot of them make these like called machaneh. Here in this country, in this country, a lot of kids, they build their own little like, you know, treehouse or ground house, whatever it is, and then they use the wood to burn. So if they use that wood to build like a little camp or something or whatever before Shabbos, and they continue using it on Shabbos, even though they're eventually going to burn it, or even if you just thought about, okay, I'm going to use it for something else, I'm going to sit on it, whatever, even thinking about it, we'll go ahead and let you use it, even though the soap you're going to use it to, you're going to use it for sveifa, but right now you want to use it for this thing. However, if you have a pile of stones, also, even though you thought about, you know, I'm going to use these stones to lay shade on them, to sit on them, it doesn't help. It's also, like they used to say, like, you know, the protesters, the miyaka, the stones to throw people, whatever. And more people talked about it. I don't know. Pashas is also talking about lay shade, I don't know if you have to actually sit Eileen Kane. You set it up, so they said they were beside them to throw. Doesn't make sense. Maybe if they actually started throwing at people before Shabbos, you can pick them up and throw them again. I don't know. I don't think so, but it's okay. It's a Kiddush. Some say no. Some say it's just like Chariyos, and even Chayin Iker, and the truth is, so that's how we rely on that, I mean, whatever. And I'm saying they should, you know, that's the Tashmash Yisr, Baal Kopanim. But if stones, if you thought about a different use before Shabbos, that is enough to go ahead. That just a chariyus, that's what the Ramah is makeo. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah seem to be machlok on the Ramah, machmir that like the mechaber. Also, lichsayis piachavis be'eden. You can't cover a barrel with a stone or a bikas or a piece of wood, or lisgoman, or sadelis, or use you know, wood or stones to proper door close, or lahakos behem a barzar, or to kalash a seam of chavit hutzi, and then you knock it in to get a wine, and you knock it a little bit more, so the wine comes out.
It's just a regular tube of bamboo or something like that.
The bars is the spout, and you're taking a stick or you're taking a rock and not banging it so to start the wine to flow or you have a more wine out. Something like that. This is gonna be my, you know, I'm gonna use it for the Shabbos. It's also still books, so you can't use it. Unless by a stone or by a piece of wood or things like that, which are that only if you this is my, you know, wine making stone, whatever it is, you put it by the thing, you know, it's in the perfect size, I'm always going to use it for that, fine. But otherwise, you can't just decide, okay, yeah, this is, I'm going to use this right now. But in Yichla L'Shav, it's Zed L'Vado. I mean, how do you mean, the Shein Dark on Yachta L'Kach? The Hanidam on a stone. You don't usually use a stone to go ahead and to bang this. But B'chol Midi the Orche B'Hachi, anything which is... which they do use it for this. You know, let's say you have a rock. I want to use this rock to crack, not to crack up, but a coconut, something like that. So then that would be okay. But you go to Shabbos Achasagi, and you can just say before Shabbos, listen, I'm using, I have this stick or I have this stone, I'm going to use it to crack open a coconut. So then that would be more tricky, because people do use it for that. Yesh b'shaomer the love shna, some hold some paskin that. It makes no difference. Some say that you need to do at least do something to it, which obviously that's not the feel. You should do something, not to say it. Do maybe even, you know, you have to do something to make it show that you're being miyachid it. Or the Ramah says, I am the observation test. The biyichud sagi, the I paskin, that even with the banim, everything it's mutter. To go ahead and to miyachid it, you don't need to actually do anything if it's something which is it's normal. It's generally used as such a thing. Chav gemo mutar lachtov anoch min adekel v'boyyoyim. You can't it's mutter to cut a leaf off, you know, to take a branch off a palm tree before, you know, an Erev Shabbos. Mutter lahanich ba shulchan Shabbos lahariach zvuvim. You can take a, you know, a little small palm branch and use it to fan away flies, not swatter, killing. Zero points out that yes, the killing it, to be careful not to kill the flies.
Fan the flies,
yeah. No, you can fan them, or you can even probably
shoot them,
whatever. Keep on the tzarach chasma, so kli gomer, since that's why you cut it off, so then it's a kli, even though it was a piece of, you know, a stick or something, but it's a kli. Pishdan tzavar pesemer menupatz shneisin alamaka. Let's say you use a sort of cotton. You take cotton. You know, you have cotton wool. Cotton. You know, a thing of cotton, not cotton balls, because those could be a more miucha. But then you get a whole thing of cotton wool, and you take a piece that you want to use it for wounds or something like that. Shneisin, because that's more common. Pishdan tzar or yosemer pishdan tzar. Shneisin alamaka. You put it on a wound. Im hashem lo goyoy the sitin alamaka. If you thought about, okay, I'm going to use these cotton balls I'm not sure about. Let's talk about cotton wool, the whole thing, a pack of cotton wool. So you want, okay, I'm going to use this for treating, every cut, so I'll put on my cut on Shabbos, so that's okay. You sat with them, you were attacking them, before Shabbos, or Shetavim, or Shemen, and you put some medicine on it, or you put, you know, some simen. The gali daikin in the maka kaima. You show that this is for maka. You put it maybe, I don't know, if you put it in your first aid kit, you know, first aid drawer, I don't know, they also could be work, I don't know. Osher kracha mishicha litnam al hamaka b'shabbos, so you put tape on it or something, or the robe to show you're going to wrap it on a maka on Shabbos. Sula through Mishum Muksa, then it's not Muksa. Mishum Rufua Nami Lek, and it's not Yisra Rufua. She'el at the Malvush, She'yisar to Bugada. The point of this is not the heel, the point is the pad to go ahead and put it on so that you won't go ahead and won't aggravate the wound. Obviously, if it's a cut, you're allowed to put the bandit on Shabbos, that's the Tibbos Rufua, if you have some sort of cut, but it could be with a scrape or something like that. We'll get into those more specific over there, but I'll put in this is just you have a scrape or something, or a padding for a bruise, let's say, or something like that, so that you'd be allowed to set aside some cotton or pieces of fabric, whatever it is, to cushion it.
This pishtan saruk pitzemer menopatz is like miyuchad otherwise for clothing? For
clothing, yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I used to use a block of wool, not broken into balls, and I would pull out strings and make wicks for shawls,
mm-hmm.
So that you can use this wool for
many things.
For
right.
Many things.
Right. The Yeshua and those some say that you can't do Machshav, you actually have to do a mason to attack it for to know how to make it not muksa and eat as well. Ayos Yveshim. One second. Say that I'm not quite sure Shiloh about some of the sheet that is asked, but the everyone agrees that the Mokshav and Mokshav, it's not that, so the sheet is a little bit unclear in the Rishayim. That's not our, so therefore the Chorin tend to be night to like the first days, the first day in the Tzmotar. Chofei, Oros Yereshim, you have, dried leather. Dried out skins, hides. Bein sha'uma, bein sha'ba'abai, spoke to the tazel, and you are allowed to carry them around. Haga, yesh'ur, and the last but oris behemagasa, the chazi leisha b'leim. Only if it's a behemagasa, you can sit on them. But behemadaka also, the chashim leisha b'leim, because those things are made, usually people will sit on a big hide of an animal, a thick skin, but a thin sheepskin, you'd have to go ahead and, think about it before Shabbos to sit on it and to use it. The sign to Balbayis, go to the Taltalon. If you have planks and things of Balbayis, from Sukkah, go to the Taltalon. Show Uman Aser, but the Uman is also because we're worried that, you know, I look at Hisham and Yoy, we can't pass the arcade on Tashish Akhar. So he had a little block of wood or something like that. So the Baal Bayis said he wants to use it to serve. So that's okay because we're going to do it anyway. But if something of a kablan, of a builder, or a carpenter or something like that, so they generally use that for during the week for slur or for work or for whatever it is, so then that has to be, that'll be muksa on Shabbos, and that's a machos chasam kis, because they don't want to, the Shemura says, that they don't want to get ruined, so it's a muksa machos chasam kis, but Rabbi Albayis, they don't care, you're not going to use it for work or anything like that, unless you miyachad it for Shabbos to use it as your challah board, so that would be okay. Atzavos shiruyim klovim, bones which are ruy for kelov to gnaw on, to eat, whatever, klovim shiruy the michael behema, or shells which are ruy for michael behema, or pirum sheimim kazayis, or you have a bunch of crumbs on the table that people are just, you know, to michael behema for birds, whatever it is. Since they are roaring the Meichel Behema, so they're not Moksa, even though, so therefore you're allowed to clear them off the table. Aval im ein haklapim, haklipim, roaring the Meichel Behema, also a talisman, but if they're not roaring for Meichel Behema, then it's also to talisman. For example, they say of eggshells is a classic example. which are things which are not really the Michael Behema. The other thing, like I don't know if pistachio shells, sunflower seed shells, I don't know. But pistachio shells, I don't know, I don't think it's very hard, I can imagine. People don't usually feed them to whatever. Ella Minayar says, so what do you do? If you, let's say you peeled an egg, or you have a bunch of nutshells, things like the heart, you know, things like that. Minara is a tabla behem nifin. So you shake the table and it falls on the floor. You shake it into a garbage, something like that. In yesh pas al shulchan, it says pas on this tray. Mutulag via tabla talta im a klipim she'en ma'ipol behem. Then you'd be allowed to. You take the pas. You'd be allowed to pick up the table or the board or the tray or whatever it is and carry it. And to throw it out. Let's say it's on your plate. We'll get to it a little bit more into this, but let's say it's on your plate. You have shells on the plate, you have some other, let's say you peeled a bunch of pistachios, whatever it is, and you have a pile of pistachios on the plate with the shells, you'll have to pick up the plate and dump the shells off the plate.
What's the difference between menayer and metaltel aider tablet?
Menayer is just, you just tilt it, menayer means you shake it off. You know, if it's on the, let's say you just tilt the table, if it falls off.
Why is that not like a tiltel?
That's been a tzav, because you're not picking them up with your hand. You're picking the table up. You're picking the table up. You're picking the board or the plate up, and you're not touching them.
You're from its place.
Yeah, that's okay. Because that's what been a tzav is. You pick it, like if it's something on your bed or any, or on a table or anything like that. If you pick up the table, pick up the bed, something like that. If it's on a buses. Then you can shake it off, and that's okay. That's called tiltul min hatzav. You're not touching the actual moksa.
No, I'm saying the difference between needing a pas al shulchan in order to be
pas is you're picking the table up. That's the thing. The thing is, here kind of have a small. Let's say you have a small table. That's why I said the tray. Here, the shulchan stuff may have like a small table, and the shells are on the small table. Then you put bread on the table, and you pick up the little table. And a little tray, as I said, a tray, and move it, and then dump, and then pick it up, and move it towards the garbage, and then shake off the shells. The pass is more chashan. But if you need place on the shulchan, I feel you're allowed to move the. You're allowed to move the table. It doesn't become a buses. Now, when it comes to the lemaisa is that this is a bit more complex. The halacha is that you were allowed to do tiltul min hatzad to get off eggshells, things like that, and if you put it on your plate, it does not become a buses. So the thing that Shabur points out that if it's disgusting, right? If you peel something, there's bones and garbage or whatever it is left after the thing, you're allowed to clear the plates because it's gross. It's called a graf shelri. Even if you don't care, but your wife cares, you know, whatever, or a person.
Someone needs to care.
Someone's going to care, right? I mean, or butler daito, I don't know, whatever. So that's a graf shelri, so you're allowed to clear the table, or if you, again, people have the plastic table, the plastics, you have to use, disposables, you can wrap up the table, tablecloth and everything, and throw it out, because that's to be considered a graf shelri. If it's not to the point of graf shelri, then you're allowed to. They said you're allowed to go ahead and to use a knife or a sakin or some sort of brush to brush it up. It's also considered tiltu min atzad. Who is sweeping the floor? It's also considered tiltu min atzad for these types of things. It's not considered you're not picking up directly, so that would be considered also be tiltu min atzad, which would be motor. Like I said, if you have a pile of stuff, of garbage or whatever it is, if you have a hard time, whatever, you can put a piece of bread or something like that to carry it to the garbage and then dump it out. Havila eitzim v'kash shehit kina l'maychal v'hema. If you have bundles of wood or straw or something that you set up for Michael Behema. I feel like you don't have to move to the big things of hay. Since for Michael Behema, you are allowed to carry around. You're allowed to carry any animal food or anything like that. You are allowed to carry around. There's not mukse. Kol roy the Michael Chayav Ofam Mitzuyim. Metalton is anything which is roy for any regular animal is mutter metalton. So the mukse im ena roy el Michael Chayav Of. She'ena mitzuyim is only you have, let's say you have buffalo food, I don't know, whatever. You have, moose food, I don't know, whatever, in Canada, I don't know, and you want to go feed your moose. So then that would be a problem. And yesh lo yosu min chayav, but if you have a moose, then min chayav, mutu l'taltu l'maychal v'ur lo yosu min. If you own one, you're not going to go out to the forest to feed them. Then you're allowed to go ahead and to keep the food. In love also, but if you don't have that type of odd animal, then it would be also. Her dog will feed them, or let's say in the zoo. In the zoo, any of the animal food in the zoo would be motor, since they have all these exotic animals, but and they need specific food, it would be fine. Let's say you have bamboo, right? Bamboo is mukse, but I want to go to China to feed the pandas, it would be a problem, but if you're in a zoo and you have pandas, you can carry bamboo. You can take off the bones whatever, Shabbos and Ruri L'Klavim. If the Ruri L'Klavim, so then you're allowed to move the bones around the Klavim. Mitzuyim, dogs are Motsui, and you are able to, you're allowed to move it. Garine Tamarim, B'makom Shemachilim Ha'isan L'Behema, Mutter L'Taltalan, date pits, places where they do feed animals, you're allowed to go ahead and to carry them. Because since it's not clear, it's from Michael Behema, there are places, but since it's not everyone knows that, so Adam Kosher should not show Kilo he's carrying these things around. If people think he's carrying Muksa, even though he knows it's not, it's better, he should be Machmir because it's unclear. The basar chai, if you have tafel, einish in a meluach klal, you have completely raw meat. Butu l'tafel, you are allowed to go ahead and to carry raw meat. Nishu d'chazi l'umsa, because you're allowed to. It's mutter to chew on a piece of completely raw meat. Obviously, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to go ahead and eat it completely raw. Once you start cooking into Hilchos Dam and Melicha, that's when you start doing Melicha, that's when the Dam starts moving, it becomes Aser. Otherwise, Dam is inside the piece of meat, and if you eat it completely raw, you're not eating Dam because it's Balua. It's only when you start cooking it, or you start doing Melicha, the Dam starts moving around and coming out, that's when it comes Aser. But otherwise, if you have a completely raw piece of meat, you're technically allowed to eat it. So therefore, it's not moksa.
Unless it's frozen.
Frozen, right. Frozen means it's not worried to go ahead and to eat, to do even do umsa, to eat it all. So then that would be also, that's a general, the placing policy that is a problem. If you have, old meat, you found in the back of your fridge as you were, pulling the salads out for Shabbos lunch. Most of the talzalo is your devoid of clothing, since you can go ahead and throw it out to the dogs, then it would be mutter of a talzalo.
Yeah, dogs and cats will also chew on frozen meat.
Okay, so frozen meat I have to look into a little bit.
Yeah,
because they did the front. And the Seder, I think we will stop.